Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is played tonight in Chicago. For the first time, the league that wins the game earns home field advantage in the World Series. And with such a prize at stake halfway into the season, it's surprising that a number of big-name stars were not selected to play. John Miller, a broadcaster for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants, says it's a shame that among them is Sammy Sosa, a six-time All-Star with the Chicago Cubs.
Even though his first half maybe wasn't as all-star-like as you would have liked, a lot of baseball fans would still like to see Sammy when they tune in an all-star game. But I think even beyond that, when you consider that Sammy is also a guy who just hit his 500th home run earlier this year, joining that very select club, when Rafael Palmeiro is another guy who hit his 500th homer and another guy not in the all-star game, and the most glaring omission, Roger Clemens, who won his 300th game. Now, there may not be another 300-game winner for a long, long time. He became the third man in history to record his 4,000th strikeout, and he has pretty much made it clear that this is going to be his final year. Those kind of guys, Pedro Martinez, Roger Clemens, need to be in an All-Star game. That's the showcase.
Clemens leads the American League in strikeouts, and Pedro's fourth.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are All-Stars. I'm happy to say that in one case, somebody who was omitted, the young Dontrell Willis, the phenom from Florida, that's been rectified because Kevin Brown, who is injured, ends up not going, and so Dontrell Willis has been added. We're sort of in a renaissance this year of young talent in baseball. I mean, there are great young sluggers like Albert Pujols, and he's at the top of the list, hitting .368 at the All-Star break. He's hitting homers, he's driving in runs, and he's only 23 years old. It's astonishing how mature he is at such a young age. The guy is so dedicated to the game. We're going to be hearing a lot of Albert Pujols.
Well, at the halfway point, most of the teams are still in the race.
Yeah, this is really shaping up in a great way. I mean, the Arizona Diamondbacks, I think, are one of the great stories. I mean, they lose their two top pitchers, Randy Johnson and Kershaw, and the conventional wisdom was those two guys were the only reason that they were winning. They also lost their second baseman, their shortstop, their third baseman. Then they lost their best setup man in the bullpen. Then they lost their closer in the bullpen. And after they lost all of those guys, then they put together a 12-game winning streak. They're in it. The Dodgers are in it. The Rockies are in it. Four of those teams. The Central Division is wide open. There are only a couple of divisions that look rather lopsided right now. The Atlanta Braves have the best record in baseball in the East and an 8.5-game lead over the Phillies. But the Phillies lead the wild card in the American League. The most lopsided race is in the Central. The team that's got that big lead in the American League, the Kansas City Royals, one of the huge surprises of the year. And then the Yankees and Red Sox, those two ancient antagonists, only two games separating them at the All-Star break. So about two-thirds of the teams, at least, still feel that they're in the running for postseason play. And we're, after the break, heading down the stretch.
How about a Cubs-Red Sox World Series?
That would be a dream come true. You know, Fenway for two, then the scene shifts to Wrigley, and then back to Fenway for the dramatic seventh game. Pedro Martinez facing Sammy, the whole thing on the line. Maybe next year, though. I don't see it happening this year.
John Miller broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants.